Archbishop Rowan Williams, here in the Vatican, you're talking to the Synod of Bishops about the importance of contemplation if we want to be credible witnesses to the world. You talk about it as the key to prayer, to liturgy, to art, to ethics. Why do you see this as so central to the new evangelization?
If evangelization is just rallying the troops or just trying to get people to sign up, something's missing. And what's missing is the transformed humanity that the gospel brings to us. And as I see it, contemplation is the center for our understanding of what the new humanity is. That is a humanity that is unconditionally receptive to God, unconditionally receptive to grace, and therefore profoundly open to what God is giving, willing to live with the darkness and risk that that sometimes entails, conscious all the time of being anchored in, well, in the Son's contemplation of the Father and the eternal mystery of the Trinity. That's the new humanity, and that is what excites me about the contemplative vision. So if we're going to talk about a transformed humanity, I think we will need that element in it.
Somehow this focus on contemplation sounded a little to me like a sign of relief that you'll be able to have a little more time perhaps for contemplation now than you have had over the past decade. What would you say have been the hardest challenges perhaps that you've had to face as the Archbishop of Canterbury, and what are you most looking forward to as you step down from the post?
Well, I could take a long time talking about moments of challenge. I think just the awareness that with almost every significant decision in the Church of England and in the Communion, you are going to alienate certain people, you're going to lose friends, literally lose friends, that there are things that have to be done which may be right or inevitable, but don't feel particularly good at the time. It's watching the cost to others of decisions that have to be made. We were discussing just this week the Lambeth Conference of 2008 and the decisions made not to issue invitations to certain bishops whose election had been, or consecration had been, against the direct counsel of the wider communion. And that felt like both an inevitable thing to honour commitments we had declared together and also a very, very hard and un-kingdom-like thing to be doing. It's those things that are the tough memories. I don't imagine that what lies ahead will be conflict-free or straightforward, but I do look forward to the chance of doing a little bit more joined-up thinking and writing and seeing what service to the Church I can give in this new environment.
You famously said that your successor needs the constitution of an ox and the hide of a rhinoceros. What positive practical advice would you like to give to the man who will be shortly stepping into your shoes?
Visit lots of schools and parishes. Make sure that you're there constantly, faithfully, regularly, with people who are doing what matters. One of the great illusions you can have in a job like this is that what you do in the office is what really matters. And, well, God deliver us from an illusion like that. What really matters, of course, is lives evolving in faithful discipleship at the grassroots. So go and see that happening, go and encourage it, go and learn from it, go and be vitalised by it. I've enormously appreciated the time I've spent, especially in schools, because being with young people who are questioning about their faith and their life is always invigorating. And for all the difficulties that beset many parishes, I can't think of any parish I've visited in 20 years as a bishop that hasn't in some way made me go away feeling it's all worthwhile.
Finally, you'll be having a private meeting with Pope Benedict XVI to say your goodbyes to him. Can you share with us anything of what you'll be talking to him about?
I imagine we'll talk a little bit about the Synod, about the new evangelisation, and I hope that we can look back a little bit on where we are as communions after the last 10 years. Doubtless some of the questions that we've touched on here will be around, but I think mostly it'll be an occasion for me to express gratitude for the welcome and the warmth I've always received here.
Thank you very much indeed.